He can't be here tonight, but he asked me if I could come and talk to you. And now I have to say one thing about your church already. Now, he told me this is a country church. Is that right? There's one problem. I did not see any place outside to hitch my donkey. There was no donkey hitching post. And so that's just a suggestion. Maybe in the future you can think about what you might want to do to fix that. But you need to have a place to hitch your donkeys. And I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but I'm thankful for my donkey here. And he brought me all the way. And his name is Balaam. This is Balaam the donkey, and I named him that good Jewish name, Balaam. And so, I was looking over here, and it looks like you do have a place to hitch a donkey. You mind if I hitch him here? All right. Well, let me just, I'll hitch him up right here. It looks like you got a manger here he can eat from. And so, all right, Balaam, you be good. Okay. All right. So what do you do in a church? Let me put this down. I made this myself. What do you do here? I've never been to a church service before, and I've been to a lot of synagogue services, and so I know what that's like, but never been to a church service. So what do you do? What do you do first? You sing a song, okay. What songs do you like to sing? You got any songs you sing? Let me see, can I have a piece of paper? You got a paper here? Oh, Pastor Howard said something about a song sheet here. Okay. The first Noel. Huh. Never heard of it. Okay, well, let's try it. Whoa, wait a minute here. Six verses. That's a lot of verses to sing all at once here, but maybe we can see how it goes. And what do? Stand up. You sit down. Stand. Okay. Let's stand. How about we just sing one, two, and six. One, two, and six.
All right. Go ahead.
Thank you.
nice song. Okay, now what do we do now? Somebody want to pray? Anybody pray? This man over here? That man back there, okay. I see his hand.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we thank you for this service. We thank you for everyone here tonight. We thank you for the day that it's been. The time, season of the year. I just thank you for watching over us. For the strength and health to give us from day to day. We just ask you to give the services to continue this tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, what do you do now? Sit down? Okay, I guess that's all right. You know, Pastor Howard didn't tell me everything, so you got to help me out a little bit. And all right. Now, I need to introduce myself here. And my name, of course, is Joseph. Joseph of Nazareth. And I've come a long way to be here tonight. It was a hard journey. But like I said, my donkey, he gets me where I need to go. Even in the snow, good snow donkey. And but anyway, yes, my name is Joseph. My father gave me that name, and his name was Jacob. Another name for him is Heli. He was from the tribe of Judah. Tribe of Judah. Anybody else from the tribe of Judah here tonight? Any other people from Judah here tonight? Nobody. Nobody from Judah? Oh, that's right. Pastor Howard told me. You're all Gentiles, aren't you? Well, I feel sorry for you, but that's all right. I'm from the tribe of Judah, and my father named me Joseph, and he gave me that name because it's a name that goes all the way back to the very first Jacob and his wife Rachel, and Rachel had a son by that same name, Joseph. And, of course, Joseph, in the book of Genesis, he went on to be the ruler of Egypt there and helped out our people. But they gave me the name Joseph. And I'm also son of David, in the line of David, King David, great King David. And today, that doesn't mean very much, but it gives me pride in my heart to know I'm from David's tribe. And I'm from the town of Nazareth. Nazareth is a small town. In fact, one of Jesus' friends, his disciples, when he first heard about Jesus, he said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Nobody thinks anything good can come out of Nazareth. Just a small, humble town in Galilee. But that's my town. That's my town, and I'm proud of it. And My trade. I'm a carpenter. And I work with my hands. And I have a shop there in Nazareth that I make things in, build things, go out on the job too, and construct things. Matter of fact, who was the carpenter of this building? Anybody know who the carpenter of this building was? Okay, good, because I got to tell you, as a carpenter, I never would have done it this way. Okay? Never would have done it this way. In fact, as a carpenter, you got to start with the right materials. I'll tell you what my favorite material is. Stone. Stone. You got to use stone. Stone. Yeah, I use a little bit of wood too, but stone. I like stone. Stone is, it's hard. It is washable. Just spray it down. It cleans up. And it's cool in our hot, hot climate. We like our stone houses. And I build with stone. I'm also a stone mason. And yes, I do a little bit of woodworking too. Of course, I made my staff here tonight. But I'm a carpenter. That's my trade. And I taught all my kids to be carpenters too, including Jesus. He learned his trade there in the carpenter's shop. But unfortunately, I never made very much money. I worked hard with my hands, but I always was poor. Always poor. Money just couldn't keep it very, very long. Now I want to tell you, I know you're all wondering, how it was that I came to be with Mary. And so I want to tell you about that. How did I come to be with Mary? Well, it was like this. Mary and I, we met, and we decided that we were right for each other, and we decided that we were going to go ahead and plan to get married. And so in our day, that was called betrothal. And so we went ahead and we were betrothed, me, Joseph, her, Mary, and we were planning on getting married. And then one day, I found out that Mary was expecting a baby. We weren't married yet. We were betrothed. And here she comes and she tells me that she's pregnant. I got to tell you, I didn't know what to think. And I thought, what am I going to do? Mary, you deceived me. Here, I thought you were one thing, and then now you tell me that you're pregnant and we're not married, and what's going on here? What am I going to do? And so I was thinking about my options here. And now, I know, I think today in your culture, you have people that get engaged to be married, and you know, during that time, they might decide, hey, this isn't going to work out, and it's no big thing. Say, hey, we're not going to get married. Sorry. This isn't going to work out. I can see. Well, not for us, for betrothal. Betrothal, you couldn't just break it off. You had to have a legal document and everything, a divorce to break off of betrothal. And so I was thinking, what am I going to do about this? Here's Mary, we're betrothed. What am I going to do? And now in the law, one of my options would be to bring charges against Mary and to bring her before the court, and she could be executed. Moses' law said that she could be executed. And I could have gone through that. I could have brought the charges, and she would have been executed. And I thought, you know what? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to make her a public example, make an example out of her. And at this time in our history now, you could get a divorce. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get the divorce. I'm just going to break it off that way. I'm not going to bring her out into the public and make her a public example out of this. But I thought there one night, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do anything today. I'm not going to do anything today. I'm just going to go to bed. And I'm a hardworking man. Don't have any trouble sleeping. I work with my hands. I work all day. And I sit down and boom, I'm asleep. And so that's what I decided to do. I'm just going to go to bed and see what it looks like in the morning. Good idea, by the way. Go to bed, see what things look like in the morning. You know what? I need a volunteer to help me tell this part of the story. Somebody with a Bible that knows how to be kind of like an angel. Anybody here want to come up and help me tonight? I need a volunteer with a Bible. You have a Bible here tonight? Anybody with a volunteer? Anybody who can be a volunteer here? Okay, yes. You in the black sweater. Come on up here. All right. Now you stand here. Okay, now you look up in your Bible, Matthew, I think it is, 1. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. And while you're doing that, I am going to sit down in my easy chair. And I'm just going to relax after a hard day's work. You know, I've been in my shop all day, building stuff, stone, lifting stone. It's heavy. And after a day like that, boy, I'm tired. So, now, I want you to read Matthew 1, 20 to 23. Okay? Can you find that? Do you have that? Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to go to sleep. Okay.
But while he thought on these things, beyond the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary, thy wife, that which is conceived in her of his Holy Ghost. And she brought forth a son, that she called his name Jesus, for shall save his people from their sins. Now all was done that might be filled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall be named Emmanuel, which shall be interpreted to God with us.
Yes, that's it. That's just how it was. That's exactly how it was. The angel came to me in the dream, and the angel said, Fear not, Joseph. And you know what? God hit it right here. Came right here. Fear. That's what I was dealing with. Fear. I was afraid. What are people going to think? We're not even married yet. Here's Mary. She's pregnant. You know what they're going to think? But God came to me and he told me what to do through the angel. He said, Fear not. Fear not to take unto you Mary as your wife. And so I woke up and I said, That's what I'm going to do. Mary, I'm taking you as my wife. And that's how we got together. You can have a seat. And so things were good then. Of course, we had our struggles. You know, what are people going to say? What are they going to do? But I knew what I had to do. God told me. And so I took Mary as my wife. Now, I want to tell you another part of the story. And that's how things happened at Bethlehem. How things happened at Bethlehem. You know, Pastor Howard told me not to, just be careful about talking about politics, okay, in the church. And you know, that's a struggle. But I got to tell you about politics a little bit because that was the world in which I lived. And there was an emperor there by the name of Caesar Augustus. Now, Caesar Augustus, he thought he was big stuff. He was the Roman emperor, the ruler of the known world. And one day, he decided that he wanted to have a census for the purpose of taxation. He wanted to have a record of every person in the world. And, of course, we all know what he wanted to do. He wanted to tax them because that's what they like to do. And so Caesar sent out this decree, Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And you know, let me tell you what it was like there in Judea, in Israel. People did not like it. In fact, they said, we're going to revolt. We're not going to do this. No way. We are Israel. We are not under the Romans, and we're not going to do this. And then they started sending their soldiers. And then things began to get a little bit more high pressure. And then it was like, oh, you're going to get fined if you don't register. And you're going to get thrown in prison. And I'm thinking here about my carpenter shop. And I'm thinking, I want to keep this up. I don't want to just give it up and go to jail and pay all these fines. And so I saw that it was time for me to go and register. And I had to get there to Bethlehem. And so one day I said, Mary, it's time. We got to go. And she said, but I'm pregnant. I'm about to give birth to a baby. And you're saying that you want to go to Bethlehem? You need to go. I said, yes, we've got to go. We're leaving tonight. Now, let's go. Okay. So we got to go to Bethlehem. That's where my hometown is. I need to go register there. And so we loaded up the donkey. Balaam, my faithful donkey. And we made the journey. Now, I want to have another volunteer. Anybody else volunteer to come up here? I need a Mary. Anybody else want to be a Mary? Okay, you come up here. You can be Mary. Okay, Mary, I want you to get on my donkey here. Okay, get on there. All right, we're going to make the journey to Bethlehem. Okay, come on, Balaam. Here we go. It's a long and arduous journey to Bethlehem. 70 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Anybody know any towns that are 70 miles from here? What's a town that's 70 miles from here? Anybody know a town that's 70 miles from here? That's how far we got to go. 70 miles. Nobody knows. Wilmington. Orwell, Ohio, about 70 miles. 70 miles. We're going to Bethlehem. And finally, we arrived in Bethlehem. And of course, I got no money. I'm poor. I spent all the money on the trip to get here. And I didn't even think about reservations in an inn. You know, how could I make the reservation? Just had to leave as soon as I could and get here to Bethlehem. And found no room in the inn. No room. And the only thing I could find, was a place where there was a manger. And that was the only place I could find. You know, what's a manger? A manger is a feeding trough for animals. In fact, here is, it looks like the remnants of a manger. You want some food, Balaam? There you go. Oh, Balaam. So, it's not very nice, but like I said, I don't have any money. And the only thing I could find was that manger. And there it was that we stayed, in that place with the manger. It might have been a cave, might have been a stable, might have been some other place, but it was a place that had the manger. And there in the manger, Mary gave birth to Jesus. And I was there, and I saw it all. Let me tell you, I'm glad I'm not a woman. It was a human birth. And some of you have been through that. You know what it's like, and it's difficult. And Mary went through that. And she brought forth her son, Jesus, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and she laid him in that manger. That was all I could find. And later on that night, we had some visitors, and we had some shepherds there. We didn't know they were coming, but the shepherds showed up, and they told us they had heard something from the angels that God sent, and that's how they found this baby, and they came, and they went through the streets of Bethlehem and proclaiming the fact that Jesus Christ was born. I remember it like it was yesterday. Matter of fact, I think you have a song that you're going to sing now. And I think we're going to sing that now. It came upon a midnight clear. That's exactly right. It was a midnight. Late at night. And that's when everything happened. It came upon a midnight clear. one more part of my story here. And that's the story about how God protected me from a danger that I didn't know anything about. See, after some time went by, we had another visit from the wise men from the east. And they came and brought gifts to worship Jesus. And as they were coming to Jerusalem, they were following this star, and they came and they thought they would ask the king there, Herod, in Jerusalem, where is he that's born king of the Jews? Well, Herod, sorry, I got to talk about politics again, but Herod was evil. There's good politicians and there's bad politicians. And Herod was a bad one. And he pretended like, oh, he was interested in going to see the king of the Jews. But really, he was lying about that. He said to the wise men, you come back and you tell me where he is, and I want to come and worship him. Well, God told them not to go back, to go back a different way to their home country. And then God came and told me something. He warned me about something. In fact, Herod decided that he felt threatened, that there was a king of the Jews. And so he decided that he wanted to get rid of all babies 2 years old and under. Well, I didn't know anything about that. And so God sent an angel. And the angel came and told me, who was that had the Bible? Okay, can you tell everybody what the angel said? I wrote it down. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Matthew 2, 13 through 15.
And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother to Peniel in Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Then he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt.
So God said, go to Egypt. Go to Egypt. And I thought, Egypt? Why Egypt? I don't like Egypt. God's people were slaves in Egypt. Do I have to go to Egypt? But God said, go to Egypt. So that night, I got up. I said, Mary, get the baby. We're going to Egypt. She got up, and then we got back on Balaam here, and we went down to Egypt that night. And I had no idea that Herod was planning to kill all those babies. But God knew. God knew, even when I didn't know. And he warned me, and he protected our family. Well, we went down to Egypt, and we were there for a while, and then sure enough, Herod died. And Herod was gone off the scene. And so God sent another angel. And he said, okay, go. It's time for you to go back. Herod is dead. The danger is gone. You can go back. And so I got Mary and baby Jesus, and we went back up to Israel. And I heard that Herod's son was reigning there in his place, Archelaus. And I didn't like Archelaus any better than his dad, Herod. And Herod, Archelaus was reigning there in Judea, in the area around Jerusalem and Bethlehem. And I thought, I don't want to live in Bethlehem. I don't want to live in Jerusalem. Archelaus is there. And so I went back up to Nazareth. And there I made our home there in Nazareth. And I raised Jesus. I was there. And we had other children. I raised the other children there in Nazareth, and I'm so thankful for the way that God guided me. God told me what to do. There were times I didn't know, and then God revealed it to me directly. Do this. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll do that. I'll obey you. And time and time again, God led me every step of the way. He didn't tell me when we were going to go back from Egypt. He just said, go to Egypt. And then a little bit later on, he said, go back up to Israel. You know, he could have told me the whole big picture all at once. That wasn't the way he did it. He just led me one step at a time. One step. One, One journey at a time. He didn't tell me everything, and that's the way he still does today. One step at a time for how we follow God. Gonna have to leave it there. That's all I can tell you. But it's been great to be with you tonight, and so thankful for your good attention. As I tell my story here, and I've got to leave it there, though. And so I've got to get Balaam here, and we have to be going. But first, Pastor Howard said that you have a candle lighting. And so I think it's time for the candle lighting. So some of you have some candles. And what we'll do now is he said to stand up and form a circle around the room. So go ahead and do that. Get up and form a circle around the room. And I'll need somebody with a Bible, too. He gave me a passage to read. The girl with a Bible. Okay. Come on up here. We're going to read John 1. Can you find John 1? Okay, and does anybody have a light? Okay, so Pastor Howard said, light one candle and then pass it around. And let's turn off the lights. John 1:6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh. The Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I think you have one more song here. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round and virgin mother and child. So tender and loud, so Father, we thank you for the sending of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that he came here in human flesh, that he was born in Bethlehem, that he was raised in this home of Joseph and Mary. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for Jesus Christ at this time of year and to remember all that took place as he came into the world. We thank you that he came to die on the cross for our sins. And we thank you that we've been able to remember that here tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, may the Lord bless you and may blow out your candles before it's too late. Go ahead and blow them out.